Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing in our study of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Today, we are going to focus on one of the power gifts of the Spirit that's listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 called the gift of working of miracles. But first, let's begin reading from the scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 1 tells us, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant." The writer, the Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, was giving a very important message to the New Testament church, and it applies to us today as New Testament believers. God does not want us ignorant of spiritual gifts, but instead He wants us flowing in the power of the Holy Spirit in our churches today, using the gifts of the Spirit as He gives them utterance through you, if it's a vocal gift, or as He wills, the scripture tells us. Verse 4 reads this way, "Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but it is the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but in the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all." That's the purpose. God wants to profit the church, other people, with any spiritual gift that He uses in your life. Verse 8 says, "For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills." We note from verse 11 that it's God who is the one that wills for any of these spiritual gifts to be given to any individual. And yet, we all have gifts of the Spirit, but many Christians today are not aware of their gifts and are not walking in their gifts and do not know how to allow the gifts to operate in their life. I want to share these truths with you as we study them together so that you can find the gifts and the calling of God on your life. Today we'll focus on the power gift called the gift of the working of miracles. Let me give you a simple definition of this gift of the working of miracles. The gift of the working of miracles involves God working through a human vessel to effect a supernatural occurrence that alters or suspends or otherwise interrupts the natural order or natural laws. The Greek word that's translated working of miracles in 1 Corinthians 12, there are two words involved. And one word is energema, and the second is dunamis. And that first word is the one from which the English word energy is derived. And the second word is the one from which we derive the English word dynamite. You could say, in the working of miracles, that God does something of an explosive nature, kind of a dynamite experience, and energizes one of His servants with supernatural power for the moment. Let me give you some Old Testament examples that'll be familiar to you, but that are definite examples or illustrations of the gift of the working of miracles. We know that in Exodus, we can see the gift of working of miracles easily. It's easily observed in the ministries of both Moses and Aaron. When God's servant threw down the rod and it became a serpent in Exodus 7:10, and then when it was picked up again and reverted back to being just a plain old wooden rod, that was an example of the working of miracles. It involved God working through a human vessel, whoever it was, Moses or Aaron, that had that rod and threw it down or picked it up, and then affected a supernatural occurrence that literally altered or suspended the natural order or natural law. A wooden rod cannot come alive, but the supernatural power of God, working a miracle through it, caused that rod to become a serpent as a demonstration of the power of God before Pharaoh. That was its purpose, and also before the Israelites, to prove that God had sent Moses to be their deliverer. Then we see when Aaron held the rod over the Nile River that the water turned to blood in Exodus 7:19. And then later it caused frogs to come up out of the river in a superabundant variety in Exodus chapter 8. Of course, the splitting of the Red Sea by Moses' outstretched arm with that rod is probably the best known example of the working of miracles in the Bible. We find that in Exodus chapter 14. Again, the simple definition is that God works through a human vessel to effect a supernatural occurrence that alters or suspends or otherwise interrupts natural order or natural laws. That is what the gift of the working of miracles is. Another example from the Old Testament is found in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 8. Elijah was operating in this gift when he struck the water with his mantle and the River Jordan divided, and he and Elisha walked through on dry ground. And we see Elisha repeating that same working of miracles later on. New Testament examples are abundant as well. Matthew chapter 14, verses 15 to 21, we see the example of Jesus feeding the 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. This was a demonstration of the gift of the working of miracles. And of course, Jesus worked all of these spiritual power gifts in his life and ministry on the earth. Acts 20, we see in verses 7 through 12, Paul operating in this gift when he raised Eutychus from the dead. As you recall in that story, Eutychus was a young man who was sitting in a window on the 3rd floor of a building while Paul preached on and on way past midnight. And as the story goes, Eutychus was overcome with sleep and in that state fell backwards out of the open window to his death in the street below. But Paul was used by God. He was the vessel that was used to effect a supernatural occurrence that altered natural order. Dead people do not come back to life unless a supernatural intervention occurs. Paul ran down, grabbed the young man, and as the word tells us, he was brought up alive and given back to his friends there. The working of a miracle is required when someone is dead rather than the gifts of healing. Some people might say, well, that was the gift of healing that Paul operated in. No, you are healed when you are sick and you become well, but a miracle has occurred when you are dead and you become alive. So the working of a miracle was in operation in the case of Eutychus in Acts chapter 20. Do you believe that God desires for the gifts of the Spirit to be operational today in His church? I sincerely do. Let me give you a couple of examples that I'm aware of today of this gift of the working of miracles. We are very familiar with a very great ministry that operates in the African country of Mozambique. Some American missionaries who have been there for several years operate a very large orphanage in the capital city, Maputo, just outside the capital city of Maputo. This couple that runs this ministry have seen many, many miracles in the process of their ministry, healing and various things. But they have observed and seen God do the working of miracles through them in 2 specific occasions. And here is one that is similar to this multiplication of the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. The lady missionary, whose name is Heidi Baker, had this occur. She was caring for a multitude of orphans, and the government had taken away their building that they had been using, and they were forced to go to another place, and they were scrambling to take what they had, and food was very, very scarce, and they did not have enough food to feed the orphans. And Heidi and her husband Roland Baker have a policy: they'll never turn a child away. But here they were without enough food to feed these children in these cramped quarters, and more children than they had food. And they were making simply a pot of porridge similar to oatmeal, and were looking at that pot and all the children's hungry faces, and they prayed, "God, you have multiplied food before, and these are your dear children. Please do it now." And they began to serve this porridge into small bowls for these children, and the reality that became theirs was the supernatural occurrence where God literally multiplied that food. They had more than enough for those children. The pot never went empty. They continued to serve from it as more and more children came. And it was a dramatic miracle that really blessed their hearts as well as took care of those children. There are many other stories I could tell you, but that's all the time we have for today. Join me tomorrow as we continue to share about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. I would just love to hear from you if this broadcast has been a blessing in your life. And if you will call or write to me, I will send you two of my free monthly teaching pamphlets. In these pamphlets, I write each month about a down-to-earth subject that will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. It's a practical teaching that you can also share with a friend to whom it may also be a blessing, which is why I send you two copies. Won't you call or write to me today and request these free teaching pamphlets? You can contact us on our toll-free number or write to us at the address that will be mentioned in just a moment. Or if you have internet access, be sure to contact us through our website. Thanks again for listening. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. There's no wound so deep that Christ cannot heal it, no bondage so strong that Christ cannot break it, and no life so far gone that God cannot turn it around.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.